Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This pastor, the church, and every attendee are now facing criminal charges for attending worship in California. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this particular pastor is also an immigrant who loves America, immigrated from South Korea. He had a dramatic conversion when he was younger. He actually was somebody who participated in the anti-Vietnam War protest. And had the Lord not gotten to his heart and radically changed him, who knows where he would be today. But the Lord, after he came to America, radically changed him, called him to the ministry. And he is one of our immigrant pastors that we represent that have come to America because they love America. In fact, we have another one, the Tampa Bay Church, with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown from South Africa. We have also Romanian pastors who immigrated to America. Here is Pastor Che An. He is the pastor of Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, California. This is where the Rose Parade is. And also, he is the founder of Harvest International Ministry, which has 65,000 affiliates, churches, and religious ministries located in 70 nations. He himself has traveled to 100 nations around the globe. And he now has a letter from the Pasadena prosecutor threatening that he, any staff member, and anyone who ever attends that church could face the charges of a criminal misdemeanor, the penalties of which are up to one year in prison and a daily fine of $1,000. That's what he's facing. We are pleased and privileged to be able to worship Pastor Che and the churches.
You know, it's just, we've talked often about this, and it's just Nazi-like, these unconstitutional bans that Governor Newsom is doing in California. And you think of pastors like Pastor Che, who has preached all over the world in some of the most dangerous countries. Never would he imagine that he would be persecuted here, right here in America, for sharing the gospel.
Yeah, that's in fact true.
But yet his commitment is so strong. I just love listening to him. He's like, you know, whatever it takes, if I have to go to prison, I will do that to stand for the Lord and for my church.
You know, and all these pastors have the same thing, the same story, and that is this. And Pastor Che, for example, he said a few years ago, the Lord just really put on his heart a burden for America. He's got a worldwide ministry. Mm-hmm. Like I said, 65,000 affiliate churches and religious ministries. In California alone, 162 churches. So we're representing in California 162 churches with the ministry plus Harvest Rock Church itself with multiple campuses throughout California. In addition to that, almost 170 churches that we represent in California with this litigation. Mm-hmm. But the Lord put on his heart that America was a mission field. He had done many activities globally, and he still does, but that America was a place where he needed to really begin to focus, and it was just in time for all that we see happening in 2020.
Isn't that incredible? A man who immigrated from Korea now sees America as a mission field.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, and so he's traveled all over the world in sensitive areas where people can get arrested and persecuted and even killed for their faith. Never did he think that in America, right, he would have a letter. I've got a letter on my desk, and it's from the Pasadena prosecutor of Pasadena, California, to Pastor Che and the church, literally threatening criminal charges up to a year in prison, daily criminal charges. Not just one, but every day that they go to church, every day that the church is open for worship. Now, the church can be open for secular meetings, like feeding, sheltering, and secular counseling, like how to find a job. But it can't be open. It's completely banned by the governor's order for any kind of religious worship.
The same governor who has encouraged protesters thousands, even at one point, hundreds of thousands of protesters. He's encouraged them, saying, God bless you, keep doing it. But yet, if you go to church, nope, sorry.
Yeah. So on July the 6th, the governor said no singing and chanting. You could have limited worship, but no singing and chanting. Unbelievable. But then it's worse. On July 13, no worship, zero worship, none.
Not even your own home, with other people other than your family.
Yeah. So if you have a Bible study or prayer meeting with someone in your home, or you go to somebody's home, even your neighbor, to pray, have a Bible study, praise and worship, you also face a criminal charge of up to a year in prison.
Basically, you're a prisoner in your home.
Unbelievable. So that's where it is in California, and it applies to every county that's on the so-called county monitoring list, which is in excess of 30 counties. That covers about 80% of the population. In the remaining places in California that are not yet on the county monitoring list, you can have limited worship, no more than 100 for a church, no matter if you have it in a football field or you have it in a church that's 500, only 100 people can come to that worship service. But you can't sing. No singing and chanting, no Amazing Grace, no How Great Thou Art. Nothing is permitted. And that's also including a cantor at a Jewish synagogue. Can't do the chanting over the reading of the scriptures.
And we're seeing other churches in California be persecuted. North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, our friend Pastor Rob McCoy in the Westlake Village area, Thousand Oaks, they're being persecuted and brought before a judge. You know, so it's just unbelievable what this governor is doing to stomp out the churches.
Yeah, and the church that you mentioned, Pastor Treiber, Jack Treiber in North Valley Baptist Church, been the pastor there for 45 years. The local public health department in Santa Clara has posted letters, taped them on the outside of the church glass windows going into the church about how you can't meet and you're going to be fined. $5,000 a pop.
Right.
In the first 9 days of being open, the church got fined already over $50,000. That's in the first 9 days.
Right, and that includes because they were singing, and then they said they weren't social distancing, which is not true, because if you could watch the service, they're very clearly social distancing. So they were fining them for that as well.
Yeah, and so they're actually giving them $5,000 every time they meet. So they have two services, say, on Sunday. That's $10,000 every Sunday. They have a midweek. That's another $5,000. Whatever they meet, $5,000 a pop. And they can't meet at all. They say, well, you can go out and meet in the parking lot, but you have to social distance. Well, you know, it's hot in California, and actually in that area, there's a lot of smoke from all the fires. Mm-hmm. It's unsafe to go out there, particularly with people with breathing issues and the heat. But you know what? Thousands and thousands of protesters are being encouraged to continue to protest and even riot and destroy the cities. And then our friend Rob McCoy, he's also being fined for his services, drug into court by Ventura County that mm-hmm. filed suit against him. And then, of course, Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church.
Right.
He's also being fined, drug into court for having worship services. And now Los Angeles County says, as of October 1, we're revoking the 45-year lease that you've had. 45 years.
They've leased part of the parking lot from the county.
For 45 years. I mean, that's astounding. And we're going to not renew it. We're going to terminate it.
And if you don't, we're going to come take your property.
Yeah, if you don't, if you have any personal property on that parking lot that you've been using for 45 years.
So any buses or cars or anything like that?
We're going to take it. And then we're going to charge you for all the cost of doing that.
Unbelievable.
It's unreal. Well, you know what? That's not going to stop John MacArthur. It's not going to stop this church in North Valley. It's not going to stop Pastor Rob McCoy of Godspeak Calvary Chapel. They're still standing strong. There are other churches that are meeting, and they haven't been yet targeted. There's our pastor, Harvest Rock Church, and we're litigating right now, and we're at the Court of Appeals, so we're going to be eventually filing our briefs later this fall at the Court of Appeals fairly soon, frankly.
They all need our prayers and they all need our encouragement.
Yeah, because in America, we're talking about being arrested, being criminal. We're talking about really criminalizing Christianity. Being criminalized, facing jail for worshiping. Think about that. Let that sink in for a moment. This is not some foreign country. This is the United States of America, where the First Amendment draws a line in the sand the government can't cross, and yet this is what's happening. And we are very privileged to be able to represent these individuals and these shepherds and these Christians all over the country. Stand with us. Pray for our ministry. Pray for our pastors. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.